a passage that has really resonated with me over the last 9 months is this: Shiva Hashem es shviseinu kafikim banegev. Hashem, return our captivity like springs in the desert. On one level, Rashi explains that just as water turns a seemingly barren desert into a flourishing garden, so we be transformed and gladdened when Hashem delivers us from exile. Klal Yisrael will undergo the most incredible transformation when we come back home again. The desert will bloom, not just physically, but Klal Yisrael that are parched, tired, exhausted after the trials and tribulations of this long exile, will be refreshed and revived. The Radak takes it further and says, if you plant in dry soil, you're always going to wonder how your crops gonna, how they're going to flourish. But if you have a hidden stream that suddenly bursts forth to water them, farmer's going to be filled with this sudden joy. This is the kind of joy, it's a muscle for the kind of joy we're going to feel when the Geula comes. All of our despair is going to be instantaneously transformed into total delight. Meiri takes it a level further. When occasional rains fill the dry riverbeds and crevices in the desert, afikim banegev, then the water gathers together and gushes through in a mighty torrent. So there's a surge of water, and there'll be a powerful surge of happiness when the Geula comes. Rav Hirsch, in his beautiful way, says that Mishaira, the psalmist, foresees that Hashem is going to return to our captivity. This is the time when Hashem will truly guide and shape our destinies. As of old, He'll change our banishment into redemption. And the return to Tzion may not come about gradually and imperceptibly. Rather, it could well come to pass suddenly, like the gushing forth of springs of living waters in the arid wilderness of the south. The rigors of Yisrael's exile may remain unabated until the coming of the day of deliverance, meaning the Geula can come suddenly, can come in the blink of an eye. And when it does, it is just going to rush forth, gush forth, transforming us, transforming Klal Yisrael, transforming the world. What resonates is the captives. Shuva Hashem is Shivisenu. Galus is called captivity. And we think of our hostages that are being kept in captivity. We ask Hashem, Shuva Hashem is Shivisenu, to redeem them, to bring them back home, that they should experience their Geula. Their Geula is our Geula in a way. It should happen suddenly. It should happen miraculously. We've seen what happens when the rescue attempts have gone well. We've even seen what happens with the negotiations. That sense of exaltation when our captives come home gives us an inkling of understanding of what Geula would feel like. Halavai, they should all come home very soon. So should all of Klal Yisrael.